Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour of the program, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll tell you what, a spirited walk-off performance from our favorite producer, one of our favorite producers, the one, the only, Mr. Trevor, the creator, Beck, and we've got ourselves a heck of a ball game. The spin move into the quarterback sack, don't see that all the time, but I'll tell you what, we've turned into quite a ball game as well. 2013, of course, a lot of you are probably watching the game right now. You're probably a little bit ahead of us. Just lost 7 yards. It was second and short. Now it's third and nine. 2-minute warning, so we'll keep you posted on that. And like I said, a lot of you are watching that game right now. We will see the text message light up once this game's over. But, hey, that's Thursday Night Football, and that's the breaks, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, just in case you guys forgot, you're going to have Trayvon Diggs and Deron Bland were full participants at today's practice, so they should be good to go for your Dallas Cowboys. Your Texas Rangers lost 4-0. Nothing new on that front. But if speaking of new, if you want to meet some new people in your life, if you want to, you know, grow your social circle, maybe you're introverted, maybe you're extroverted. Either way, the guys at the morning show in KNC would love to see you, because tomorrow morning, get yourself some free Whataburger breakfast and at a one-of-a-kind fan item while it lasts, as Sean, RJ, and Bobby will do their show at Firehouse Number 1 in Ennis 1700 West Lake Bardwell Drive, right off of 45. It's brought to you by Whataburger, Fraser Roofs and Gutters, and by Firehouse Movers. Join the KNC Masterpiece tomorrow from 10 to 2 at Taco Bueno, 5748 Southwest Green Oaks Boulevard in Arlington. A Tolo giveaway, so spend your lunch tomorrow in Arlington with the KNC Masterpiece.
From the 972, referring to our first ever live interaction, reach out to the Tolo text line if you want to get a free answer. For the 972, they had two free correct answers via the text line and failed to use them. Call it a draw. Actually, only one person offered an answer, and that was the 682 on the voltage unit question.
Yeah.
And neither one of them got that one right either.
Yeah.
So
I was a little surprised. Both of them, I think what they got one question before.
Do we think less of their technical ability after that extra credit?
Yes and no. I will defend them because I had a feeling even when I put the question
in,
I'm sure the terminology is different from what ChatGPT put to what they've learned here. No, because on some of the questions they looked lost anyway. So,
Both,
I'll cover both
Trevor,
sides.
After that just, close win. Your thoughts post game?
I mean, I can give excuses. Not excuse giver, though.
Yeah.
Not going to do it.
Okay.
Not going to do it. But those sound like a lot of sound engineer folks would know, like the specifics.
Oh.
And again, we're producers, so we're pushing the buttons. They would know underneath the buttons better.
So. Who is they?
The sound engineers.
So like DJ.
So like DJ or Chris Ordak.
Okay.
They would know.
So a little above your pay grade is what we're saying.
I would say a lot above my pay grade. But
but you still found a way to pull out the W.
Even Hellman's.
Even a blind squirrel finds a nut.
Oh, and we.
You need to find one, don't you? And on that note,
let's get a little Dexter Lawrence love in here. Sexy Dexy, one of the best defensive tackles in the NFL, in your division, in the NFC East. Jackson Dart is now going to be the starter. New guy Jake's evil twin, will be
evil
starting
twin
for the New York Football Giants. Not everybody sounded too excited about their new starting quarterback.
Can I get some
move for the team at this point? That ain't my call, honestly. He's my quarterback now, so I'm going to be by his side and roll with him to the end.
When did you find out?
the same way everybody else found out.
And in the video, Dexter Lawrence is kind of stoic at that first part of the question, just like, he's my quarterback, it is what it is, we're going to roll with him. And then he's asked, when did you find out? And he kind of just smiles at the camera like, same time as y'all. We didn't have no private meeting. We didn't have no team meeting. I found out when Schefter tweeted it.
I think he found out. They knew this was coming. I really think they did. But he also sounds like a guy that's just exhausted with, I mean, Malik Nabers sounds exhausted. Dexter Lawrence sounds exhausted. And you know, my question for you, how frustrated do you think those guys are knowing that Danny Dimes is having a breakout season?
Danny Dollars is hooping over there looking like Josh Allen out of nowhere. Yeah, they probably are a little frustrated because they realize it's the Giants organization. Daniel Jones didn't become a new quarterback in 5 months.
No.
And he's out there balling. Speaking of a guy who may need to become a new quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa, Tua turned the ball over, has had a lot of criticism this year, one of those being Cam Newton. He was asked about Cam's comments about him this weekend. And, you know, Cam's on the podcast now. He's critiquing, he's analyzing like we like to do up here. Tua had some strong words for everyone that likes to call him out, all the armchair watchers, especially Cam Newton.
I heard Cam Newton say it the other night.
Well, anybody can play quarterback in this league then. I mean, I want to see anybody on the streets come and play quarterback. I mean, Cam's doing his thing for sure, but, you know, I think it's easier to be able to hold a clicker and talk about it that way, or talk about what someone else is doing wrong when you're not going out and having to do the same as them, right? So I think it's easy to do that. I think anybody can do that. I don't think anybody can play quarterback.
I heard Cam Newton say.
Your thoughts?
I mean, I don't really understand what he's saying. I get he's upset and I get he's frustrated.
I kind of hate that notion that the only people that can critique you are the ones doing your sport. Jump ball to Marvin Harrison Jr.
Marvin Harrison has suddenly went from being couldn't catch a pass to save his life to has looked like a complete. He looks like his dad right now, for crying out loud. I mean,
so no one can critique you. Only Josh Allen, Lamar, Mahomes, people that are currently doing it and are better than you can critique you. Nobody else can. I hate that notion.
He's
not the first person to say that either.
I mean, look, Ryan Clark tried to, you know, big man Peter Schrager the other day. And it's...
Because then our media, I'm not just saying just me, just covering the sport dies in. If the only people that can comment are the ones that are current or all-time greats, those are the only people that can comment on the sport.
Look, is it a nuanced thing that we do? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, can I do what Kyler Murray does? No, I can't.
I could try my absolute hardest and wouldn't even get close.
But can we also watch what he does and make comments and criticisms on what he's doing, right and wrong? And for guys like us,
it doesn't mean, hey, it's so easy, I could do it. It just says, hey, it can be done. I see other quarterbacks doing it. I'm not judging you to myself.
I mean,
I'm judging you to
you
Josh
know what it
Allen.
Is? It's kind of like AI in a way. All right, just let's bring it full circle. Okay, so machine learning. You've watched a lot of football over the course of your life. I've watched a lot of football over the course of my life. Trevor's watched a lot. I mean, all the people here, right? And so then, not only that, but you talk to people who play the position. You talk to people who coach the position, right? So you learn all these little nuances and stuff. And you know, kind of, I think where things get sideways is when you make things personal, all right? When you take a criticism and... You know, look, we all do it, and he's about to throw a touchdown pass right there. Touchdown, Arizona. My goodness, we've got ourselves a ball game over here. I think there's a way to be critical without being personal, right? And then, you know, sometimes, like, you know, when we do post-game interviews and stuff like that, can that influence how you look at things and how you critique somebody? It absolutely can, right? But from Tua's perspective, I mean, he's just going through it right now. All right. And I mean, look, if Cam Newton can't sit there with a clicker knowing the ins and the outs of how I mean, there's nobody better qualified to discuss and critique what you're doing than Cam Newton.
Yep.
I mean, what difference does it make if he's got a clicker now? Like, he's been there. He's been to
a Super
Bowl. Would
it be different if he just came in y'all's locker room and said the same thing in the meeting room?
None.
Because he's in an ESPN studio or whatever.
I mean, and if anything, I would think Cam Newton would probably have a little bit more leeway and understanding of the difficulties that you're going through.
Yeah.
Because he had a rough start there in Carolina. I mean, it wasn't like they were making Super Bowls the entire time he was there.
Correct.
Okay. And then obviously the end of his career, you know, it wasn't like he went out on a high note.
Yeah,
okay. Sure. So I don't understand. I think Tua is just having a rough go of things right now.
Rough go of things. If you've seen the Flower Mound lady who is trending online for
bad look for the mound,
bad look for Flower Mound, calling out a DoorDash driver that she doesn't think should be here.
You know what? Because you're an illegal and you know what? You don't live in Flower Mound and you're DoorDashing. You know what? Why are you entitled to be here with an illegal card?
Wow.
Go ahead.
I don't know.
You know what? I'll do that.
Just is homophobic.
No, speak English.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part.
Well, then speak it.
But why?
But why? You know what? You're in Flower Mound. You know what? You know, go speak your language back in Mexico.
That is crazy.
Wow.
You know what? Exactly. Hey, you're taking away jobs. You think it's funny?
She's just sitting there. You're taking away jobs. My favorite part, me no speak English. Well, then speak it.
First of all, we don't do that in Louisville. Let's get that straight. Okay? That's not how we get down in the Ville. Flower Mound, looking a little presumptuous right now. Looking a little clannish in Flower Mound.
I love how the person, you can obviously hear Grand the other person's going on. The other person in the car is not really talking. They say like one or two things. And she's just getting mad. The lady is getting more and more mad. She's like, you know, You're taking jobs. Speak English. And the person's just like, I don't speak English in Spanish. And she's just like, I'm getting more mad. Get your legal car out of here. Yeah. That's exactly. Yeah. That's, she's just herself more and more worked up.
I just, in the whole, you're taking somebody else's job. Like, I mean, it is one of the most tired, recycled, and pathetic excuses. I've never applied for a DoorDash gig, but last I checked, I hadn't seen where
it's not a set.
They were given jobs to illegal. First of all, we don't even know. Like, how can you make that assumption that she's illegal? Because she's Hispanic and doesn't speak English, that suddenly she's automatically illegal?
It's messed up, man. Jackson Smith Flower and Jigwa, 30-yard catch.
You know they got this woman's name, right?
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's out there.
Imagine if you're her daughter.
And, oh, by the way, allegedly, well, I don't want to say anything just yet, but allegedly, there may be religious affiliation.
Well, let's have some fun right here. Let's go to Drewski, who's hosting his, lovers, could have been lovers, where he has different girls come on and audition to kind of be with him. Kind of a joke, kind of not. A rather tall woman.
Rather.
Comes in, and let's hear their conversation. Let's see maybe if you can relate to this, Trevor.
Hello. How you doing? Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Damn, you a tall glass of milk.
Hello.
The chocolate milk, though, I like, yeah. You a tall glass of Yoo-Hoo.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So where are you from?
I'm from Cuba.
Oh, you from Cuba?
I'm from Cuba.
Okay, so you're not used to being out here.
No, I came here like 2 years ago.
3 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Tree. Yeah, I like that. Cheers, yeah. Cheers. How tall are you?
6'7". Are you scared?
No, I can climb a tree. I used to do construction work. For real.
Yeah, for real?
Yeah, I used to do construction work, so that ain't nothing to me. I be in the gym all the time, so.
Yeah, you think? Yeah. I weigh 285 pounds.
285?
Yeah. Seguro?
Yeah.
Sure?
Yeah.
Yeah? No, I'm gonna scare later.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
Okay.
What do you feel like you bring to the table outside of just...
Jeans.
Jeans?
Yeah, my jeans. You can have NBA babies.
Oh, NBA yeah, babies. Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I can have a little Jabbar Lahima come along.
Exactly,
Now, I'll ask you two gentlemen, would you impregnate a 6'7"?
Sign me up!
6'7", 285.
Immediately.
What if she lit up a cigarette?
Out, I'm out.
So, yes, 6'7", 285, you would get with that immediately.
Brother. And she's pretty, too.
This guy was foaming at the mouth, cutting that clit up.
Drooling. My man was here. Like drooling. He back was here. Pretty too. I mean, I'd sit down and have a conversation with her.
I think that's a little too large for me. But I will say this: you change your family's lineage like that.
You'd like to think so.
6'7", 285?
That's a big gal.
I'm pumping out Scottie Pippen.
At the very least.
I guess I'm not pumping it. But.
Yeah, you're pumping all right, but she's
doing the out.
Her yeens are good.
Her genetics good are insane. And here's the thing, too. Like, the mom goes a long way in determining, you know, what your kid turns out like. I mean, I'd like to think that I had something to do with my son, but I'm telling you right now, the one thing I will say about his mother, very athletic woman, and has a lot to do with why my son's
been. Have you met many Cuban folks? Like, do you know many Cuban people?
Yes. In Houston, I had a handful of Cubans I used to run around with from time to time.
And where she's legit talking about the genetics of somebody that's Cuban, there was a dude that I played football with in high school. He just showed up. He just showed up one day, 8-pack. He's like, all right, we play football? Never worked out a day in his life, just yoked.
No, crazy. Cuban, don't play with them Cubans. Don't play with them Cubans now. Let's see. Okay, from somebody else. That chick is hot as bleep. I've seen her OnlyFans.
Wow.
So there you go.
Well, let's get a little bit of Fred Lines on the other side. I'll give you the college football slate this weekend. It is a banger one. Another NBA player has unfortunately suffered an injury, and new coach.
We've got a game-winning kick on the line.
And a coach got an extension in the Western Conference. Who is it? We'll give you all of that with a little bit of Fred Lines on the other side.
This segment on The Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost, and they only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
So it looks like, and of course, we're in and out of the ball game here, but I just got my cousin just texted me, because I was like, I wondered how how Seattle was able to get the ball up the field so quick. The Arizona kicker kicked the ball out of bounds.
Wow.
And so Seattle started with the ball at the 40.
That's a way to lose a game when all you need is a field
like
goal.
A minute left to go and all that. Now, they still didn't get it that far, obviously, because they still had to kick a 52-yard field goal. But I tell you what, kicking, if I'm Brandon Aubrey's agent.
Because it's been bad this year.
Kicking has been. Now that's not necessarily a kicker's fault. Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do if that happens? But, I mean, look, Harrison Butker has been a butt kiss. So far,
Graham Gano's hurt. Young Ho Koo got cut.
Has already been cut. I mean, he cost them a game.
Jake Moody got cut.
You know, I mean, it's kicking is at an all-time high. I will say this, and this has been one of my.
They said no, the kicker didn't kick the ball into the landing zone. Everyone's saying that's what happened. He didn't kick it out of bounds. He didn't kick it into the landing zone. You know, the new kickoff rules.
All right. Kick out of bounds, kick landing zone, whatever. Same thing. My cousin's old. He's my age. He's probably about 10 Bud Lights deep. So
they went out of bounds. Ew, in the stands.
I know the ball's in the 40. I can have a shout out to my cousin's son, Jordan Davis, two of the greatest names of all time, just named MVP of the basketball league over in Columbia, Missouri. He's a sophomore. My man's 6 feet tall, doing big boy things. And I'm telling you right now, the white boy effect is real.
I love it.
The white boy effect is real. So shout out to my nephew, little Jordan, who's not so little, Jordan Davis. All right. Yeah, landing zone. Well, I was going somewhere with this. I felt like I had a story, but maybe I don't.
I don't know.
Maybe I don't. All right. We're going to come up with a intro.
It's the last minute here, no intro.
Yeah, no, we got work to do this week. Weekend, probably on Monday, actually, is when we'll do all this. But let's do a little Fred Lines with Blake. One of our newer segments that we're previewing and premiering in its realness on Monday. Which, by the way, here's a Fred Line for you. Starting Monday, the 29th, Fan After Dark, back to every night.
Woo! No more off time. Off season's over.
Okay, what night is your show? What night do you have us? Thursdays?
I believe I have Friday right now.
Okay.
It'll probably Jacob and I were talking about it. It might be mixed up.
Okay.
Just depending, but I'll probably be Fridays because I'm not doing like any Dave Campbell stuff.
Okay.
And so I'm probably Friday nights most of the time, at least until high school football's over.
Interesting. Let's see. From the 972, shout out to you guys. Glad to see y'all are on the YouTube tonight enjoying Tank Top Tuesday, bros. We went Tank Top Thursday tonight.
I wish I would have told me. I would have wore something special.
You know, I apologize because I was actually getting ready to do that, but then I had to go see my boy Dan to get my final touches on the transmission squared away.
I've been exciting tank tops for.
I know you do. You've got the whole vest thing going on.
Well, it's not, but I'm trying. Like, if I get to do Tuesdays, it's going to be something different every Tuesday.
Well, we might just do Tank Top Tuesdays and Thursdays because that's how we roll.
Okay.
Well, okay, we're breaking all the rules.
Break them
this year.
Smash them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. From the 817, block kicks can be on the kicker because if they don't got that range, then they gotta kick it low. Mm-hmm. Now, if a dude's jumping over the line like the Jets guy did, I mean, I don't care who you are, you're not getting that. All right, here we go. Little Fred Lyons with Blake. Rob Pelinka, Lakers general manager. Now. Luka's general manager says the Lakers have given J.J. Redick a contract extension. Redick signed a 4-year, $32 million deal last summer and went 50-32 in his first season. Real quick, your thoughts on J.J. Redick in his first year and just kind of how overall
They started off hot and everyone was talking about him being a candidate for coach of the year. Then they start to teeter off. Then they get Luka, and they look good for a period, and their defense is really good. Then they teeter off again. So kind of an up-and-down season, but I think overall, Redick...
I think he surpassed a lot of people's expectations.
I agree. I think he did better than a lot of people thought he would do. And shout-out to him getting two more years on the deal. I think it was the right move. Getting a little bit of chemistry. You don't want to bring a new coach in again. LeBron's probably final year or two. Luka's trying to get his footing, so I think this was the right move. Giving him a 2-year deal. Now, will it pan out and will everyone be calling for his job? I'm sure. First time the Lakers lose 3-4 games in a row. Fire him. Why'd you give him an extension? But I think it was the right thing to do.
Here's a Fred line for you from the 254. Because the Rangers fell down, but love to hear you guys. # Blake still owes me 2 beers.
My bad, Junior. My bad.
And he's going to make that known. Yeah. You may just have to DoorDash him a couple beers. Yeah. That might be the best way. You can DoorDash booze, can't you? I think you could. I thought you could. Anyway, Jared McClain, who was having himself quite a season last year. I'm sorry, Jared McCain suffered a UCL tear in his right thumb during a workout Thursday. The 76ers announced McCain and the team are consulting with specialists on next steps. This poor kid can't buy a break.
Dude, he was favorite to win Rookie of the Year last year.
Oh, he was balling.
Got hurt. And the 76ers in general, that medical staff is probably so full. You got Joel Embiid. You got Paul George.
Busy.
Did Maxey spend any time hurt last year? I can't remember if Maxey was hurt at any point last year. He was.
I try not to think about it.
I think Tyrese Maxey did get hurt at some point last year. So that whole team has been riddled with injuries. They actually, funny enough, if they were fully healthy, are one of the best teams. Probably the best roster in the East, but health is a big thing for them. So praise up to Jared McCain, one of the best young players on the team. They got to think about it. Jared McCain, Tyrese Maxey, and our boy Quentin Grimes.
Yeah.
Quite a lineup of guards over there you got.
Usain Bolt, one of the greatest track stars of my lifetime and still a world record holder in the 100 and 200 meters, says that he gets out of breath when walking upstairs and no longer runs due to a torn Achilles he suffered. Bolt says he spends his time with his children watching movies and playing with Legos.
It's just sad to hear. When I put this in there, I was like, Usain Bolt for most of the people my age and just mainly everybody watching him was just kind of this.
Do we believe this?
What?
That he gets out of breath.
I mean, I don't know why.
I mean, was he climbing Machu Picchu? I mean, you're not going to tell me.
Oh, so you think this is fake?
I think he's being dramatic here, yes. I think he's exaggerating.
I'm just taking him at face value.
Look, we haven't heard from Usain Bolt.
I know, that's my point. Forever. This is our first update that
We heard from him a couple weeks ago when he said that he doesn't worry about his records getting broken anytime soon. That's what I'm saying. He's on a little bit of a heater right now as far as Usain Bolt's back in the news cycle again. Because what else is he going to, I mean, again, what else are we going to talk about with Usain Bolt, right? All right, here we go. Now it's time to put on your tinfoil hats.
Okay.
Okay, now it's time to put on your tinfoil hats. Criminals are weaponizing AI to jam 911 lines. Authorities warn of a disturbing new trend where thieves use artificial intelligence to flood emergency centers with fake calls and false incidents, overwhelming dispatchers and delaying real response times while they rob homes and businesses across the town. Law enforcement officials say the AI-generated calls are often so realistic and fast-paced that operators become tied up chasing phantom emergencies, leaving fewer resources available for actual crimes in progress. A dangerous tactic that could put countless lives at risk.
I don't know if people realize what you just read, but that's very scary.
I hope they understood what I just read.
I don't even know how you really combat this. How do you combat your phone line not being called by certain numbers that are AI generated?
Okay, real quick. Yes, you can DoorDash, Uber Eats, favor beer and alcohol. I deliver it every day.
Okay.
So if worse comes to worse, now Junior did say you come drink with him in Cleburne.
Okay.
You don't strike me as the drinking Cleburne type. Not there's anything wrong with Cleburne. Okay. We're not trying to cast aspersions.
Mm-hmm. It's not the mound.
But that's a long ass drive.
Yeah.
Where is Cleburne?
Next to Garland. Middle of nowhere.
No, Garland's not the middle of nowhere.
877-881. No, there's no way it's out in Garland because
I'm joking. It was just a middle of nowhere joke.
Oh, because you're trying to still disparage Garland.
I just did. Not trying to.
I didn't hear it. No,
I said it was next to Garland.
I didn't hear it. Yeah, I was going to say. Middle of nowhere. Don't, dude. I got people in Garland.
No, you don't. People in Garland don't got people in Garland. I told you, it's a filler city.
You're a filler city.
That's fine.
Where are you from?
Arlington. Agtown. Miles Garrett. KK.
Please. Please.
Only the best pass rusher. He gets called an alien every other day.
I hope some scam calls go out there tonight.
Wow. Wow, we just said talk about people losing their lives. And he goes, I hope it happens.
You know what I think is going to happen, though, is that it will make people lock down on the scam calls that I get every freaking day.
Yeah.
Boy, like, we need to get something figured that out. So,
I don't feel like either of you gentlemen are taking this as serious as this is. This is scary stuff that people can pretty much do crime, and all you have to do is get this AI thing to blow up a 911 operator, and now when they go rob a jewelry store, go rob someone's house, murder someone, there's no operators to go do that because they're all going to fake emergencies.
Cleburne is 30 minutes south of Fort Worth, by the way.
I'm done.
I mean, I think this is wrong. I don't like it.
No, I'm not.
That makes absolute sense.
What's going to have to happen is you combat the AI with the AI.
Have AI answer and you're gonna have disparage to have AI. You're if gonna, it's
look,
a real
if,
call.
Look, think about it. If AI can, and okay, so
I like that.
Here's the deal.
It has to be quick, though. If it's like decoding to see if it's real.
I get it, but I mean, it's going to, I mean, look, it's we're aware of the problem now, Blake. Okay. Now we were going to dispatch AI agents to combat the evil.
Both of you guys are laughing. You just, y'all are, this is serious. People, I bet you, have already lost their lives because of this.
877-881-1053.
This is happening. I'm not making up this something that's going to happen.
AI, text into the program right now.
This is currently happening around the world.
Whenever your phone pops up and it knows it's a telemarketing call or if it's a scam call, your phone knows that it's a scam call.
No,
that's
scam likely.
This is not calling from the Philippines where it's an obvious spam call. These are people using AI, not spam calls.
Yes, but you have to call from a server or from a phone bank. Like you have to call from places
I think what they're doing is they've outsmarted that. I think they would realize if it said spam likely.
But let's not pretend like this hadn't been happening before. It's not like people have figured
out a way to blow up and yes, and just actively calling their phones, having 5-6 people call a dispatcher, having to go somewhere else. Now they're finding a way to just click a button and you get 65 calls in a 5-mile radius, and now you've got all these dispatchers.
But at the same
time,
you're also going to start outsmarting it, right? You're going to start thinking about it because you're going to be like, all right, well, look, because it would be a little sus, okay? If all of a sudden all these calls come in at the same exact time, I mean, just typical law and order will tell you, all right, or just statistics and trends will tell you, wait a minute, all of a sudden now we're getting all these calls at the same time?
It's just scary, man, because imagine an actual emergency is happening in these police officers are going to faux emergencies and someone actually loses their life or a house burns down or someone gets robbed or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, where it's a couple seconds makes a difference.
John Connor. That's it.
Someone 972, we are working, I'm guessing this is a 911 operator. We are working on answering low priority calls with drones. Maybe they can answer the AI calls. I don't know really what that means. Drones.
Yeah.
Oh, like sending the drone.
Yeah,
out there.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's a great idea.
My buddy had a drone drop off an onion in the other day. That was interesting.
I would assume these people are not calling with low priority stuff. They're trying to get dispatched.
Exactly.
They're not just saying, hey, I fell down, come help me, and I'm 6 years old. They're saying, like, I'm being robbed at gunpoint with 30 people. There's a mass shoot. Like, they're probably saying things that make a lot of operators go out. And now, I've seen stuff online that where people are asking for stuff and there's not enough operators because I don't know. Maybe you probably have more insight on this. How many operators are within a unit at a night?
What, dispatchers, you mean?
Yeah, dispatchers, excuse me. I don't know, 40, 50, less, more?
I mean, I would think it's probably a lot less.
I'd say you have 10 dispatchers for this neighborhood, this area, and 9 of them are at these faux calls. Even if they're low priority, medium priority, and then something that these people are organizing actually big is going on. They're finna rob somebody. They're finna break in a house. They're finna burn a house down.
Well, I think, again, it's like anything else, right? It's happening right now, all right? So now it's incumbent upon the police departments and local government to figure out, okay, how do we, again, if all of a sudden you're seeing a trend where all these calls are happening, because
I know it's happening, but how do you truly combat it? Maybe they're smart not to have it all at once. I think maybe there's one or two.
Well, again, I think you use AI. All right, you start asking questions. Because there's going to be questions you're going to be able to answer to know whether a real crime's going on or not.
What do you think is something you would ask?
And I would.
What's something you would discern a real person from AI on a 911 call? I don't think it'd be something as simple as your name. I'm sure they have a fake name ready. I mean,
the name stuff's easy. That's not the problem. But, you know, asking them what's happening is one thing. I guess the other part of it would be is, you know, where are you calling from and when did you see it? I guess would be the first question I'd ask.
What if it's someone broke into my house? Someone's in my house right now, and I need a 911 operator.
Someone's in your house right now.
People have called that. Like, someone's broken into my house.
First thing they usually ask is, like, where are you at? That's usually the first question.
And that's
question
easy
that's
for an AI to whatever.
That's easy,
and then the name, like, name is usually, hey, what's your name? And that's usually, like, a calming technique, though.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Teams did the Mavericks reach out to before they traded Luka?
What?
Get out of here, AI.
Where would you put Anthony Davis on the top 100? 14. Oh, this guy's good.
He looked up.
This guy's good. Yeah. He doesn't need the police.
How do you feel about Micah not getting a video on Sunday night? What are you talking about? Get him out of here. This guy's a fraud.
It's actually a real person who just doesn't watch sports. Hang up on him. It's a real person.
I just got shot in the leg. Sure you did, buddy.
Sure you did, AI.
Sure you did.
What did that happen?
What round did Mozzie Smith get drafted in? And why is he still on the team? I don't know.
How many snaps has Donovan Azaraku played? What's his pass rush win rate?
Zero. Lucky guess, fool. Lucky guess. All right, final segment of the program coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
The final segment of the Fan After Dark tonight is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Silverado, Tahoe, Blazers, Malibus, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Relax and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
Can I start us off with a quote?
just do it.
I saw a quote online
before
the show started. And just
Fortune favors the bold.
It just popped back in my head. And this is for every Tolo listening right now.
Yeah.
Man, female, or in between, young or old, doesn't matter what you do, this can apply to your life. Don't piss. Do. Okay, wait, let me start over. I'm trying to remember. Give me a second.
Don't piss. Do. Okay. I mean, that's. I mean, if that isn't the most profound thing I've heard in the last 3.5 hours, I don't know what is.
Here we go. Always piss in the sink. Never sink in the piss. And you might be asking Blake.
That's the stupid.
Well, let me finish.
I mean, come on, bro.
Let me finish. Do you get the analogy before I say it?
I mean, yeah, I guess. What
handle your problems?
Who pisses in a sink first? Number one.
Okay, wait. This is how it goes. You should.
I just want everybody to know this is the guy that, in the course of like a couple of weeks, just locked into how we do this show, and this is what we're finishing.
Let me get the quote.
Why didn't you just read it?
No, it's fine.
You committing it to memory is not working.
Okay, it's fine. You should always piss in a sink rather than sink in your piss. And the reason I say that is because you got to handle your problems, handle your business. Don't let your business handle you. Sinking and piss.
Did you see that on Twitter or Instagram or what?
I want to say it was Quora.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That's a good quote, though, no?
Not stupid.
I think I'm going to put it in my bio.
You can delete the piss part out. I think if you just left the piss part out, you'd be all right.
No, because think about it.
Let me just stop you right there. Okay, two things. One, what does it say about you as a human that you piss in the sink? Number one.
But it's not. Just stop. If you had to pick between the two, Fred, not between pissing in the toilet, piss in the sink, even though it's looked down upon, it's better to piss in the sink than to sink in your piss because you're handling your business rather your business handling you.
Let me ask you something.
There we go.
How much have you ever had to pee to where you were worried that you might sink in it?
Dude, it's a metaphor.
It's a stupid one.
Sinking in your own business being urine.
This is somebody. You know what? This reminds me. This might as well be. We might as well call these stonerisms.
I'm gonna play the audio.
Okay,
we'll play the audio.
This was somebody.
Shut off my phone.
This is you and your buddy sitting around smoking a blunt, bro. Don't sink in your piss,
okay.
dude.
Okay,
piss in the sink.
Maybe this guy explains it better. Okay, make sure it's not too loud. I'm just gonna play. Shut off my phone. I don't care. Okay, here we go. You ready?
It's always better to piss in the sink than to sink in the piss. Handle your business. Don't let the business handle you.
That's it.
Wow. I mean.
That's an AI generated voice
right there. I'm literally watching the guy talk. It's not AI generated. You stop with the AI.
No, that's AI.
Right there. You stop. You stop with gaslighting me.
I'm not gaslighting you.
That's a good quote.
That's the stupidest quote I've ever heard.
You've read some dumb quotes.
Not as stupid as that. Piss in the sink, don't sink in your piss. That is the stupidest quote
I've ever heard. I think it's a top five quote.
Oh, you know what?
Because a lot of times you get caught up in your own mind, and you're like, man, I don't want to do this inconvenience of pissing in the sink.
That's disgusting. It's asinine.
You're comparing it.
No, there's nothing to compare.
To pissing in the sink or pissing in the toilet. I get that. Yes, that is Neanderthal to piss in the sink. But the two things that you're going off of, Fred, is sinking in your piss. Or pissing in the
sink. They're both ignorant, and I'm
not listening, guys.
The fact that that's
just piss in the toilet. Duh. That's the pristine option. That's the nothing's going wrong in your life. Your two options are sinking in your piss or pissing in the sink. Sometimes you got to choose an option.
There's so many other ways you can describe it besides those two.
How would you describe that situation? So what's the situation going on?
Somebody decided. Oh, let's make something motivational out of sink and piss.
That's all it was.
And again, God bless you.
I liked it.
I think it's ignorant.
I don't think it is. Because you're comparing it to pissing in the toilet. Why would you piss in the toilet?
Because nobody in their right mind.
I've done it.
Yeah, we all have. When you were drunk.
I wasn't drunk.
Or in a bind.
I wasn't.
Nobody in their right mind says, yeah, let me go piss in the sink.
I've done it.
I'm not saying you haven't.
You just said only if you're drunk or in a bind.
Or in a bind. Oh, you decided to just go ahead and do it?
Yep.
It's disgusting.
It's fine.
It's disgusting, and it's a stupid quote.
Is anybody else picking up the situation that you're in? You're in?
I like this guy. You're in.
I'm here.
You're in. I think it's a top five quote because sometimes you're in a tough spot in life and you've got two decisions, Fred.
I don't need to think of two quotes to get by.
You got two decisions. You can either drown in your sorrows or sink in your piss
Do it. How about just do it? How about that?
Okay, Nike, get out of here.
Yeah.
And they changed their slogan, by the way.
No, they didn't.
They did.
No, they
Look
didn't.
It up on your computer and they don't do just do it anymore.
What do they do now?
Look it up.
piss in the sink.
It's something like just think about it or something like that. It's, I promise you, it's ignorant. Not just doing it anymore. It's changing. Ignorant. It's dumb. It's this new generation they're trying to appeal to. But sometimes you're in a bind, Fred, and you've got two decisions. To fall down in your sorrows and sink in your piss, air quotes, or to do the inconvenient option and it's not sexy.
Again,
it doesn't look good.
I don't need
but sometimes
to
explain
to me 10 different times. I'm well aware of what it means. No, I get it. It's stupid.
And give me the same situation, better analogy.
Don't give up. I mean, what are we talking about? Sink in your piss. That's stupid. It's a stupid quote.
Someone said, I think I can agree. It's a clever quote.
Great.
That's all I needed. One person.
That's all you need. That's all you need.
Cowboys-Packers Sunday.
I'm happy for both of you.
Cowboys-Packers Sunday. Trayvon Diggs did practice.
We do. You know what? We didn't even talk about it. Well, we got Saturday. By the way.
Deron Bland's going to practice.
Well, he's playing. He's already told Melissa Stark he's playing. So we got that. We're squared away on that. New Nike quote, just do everything.
I don't think it's that either. Trevor, look it up. I think Nike has come up with a new... I don't think it's that, man. It's not just... just do it.
At you telling him.
Just do
look it. Look it up. Hurry up. You're not doing anything back there. Get to it. Just do it.
Just do it. That was good.
Read the damn quote.
Just do it, I think, is the best motto in it's all great. Of it's everything. It encompasses so many parts of life. But they changed it, I'm telling you, for the new generation.
Am I going to have to abandon Nike? Is that where we're going?
They changed their quote. They changed their motto, their slogan.
The quote I'm seeing a bunch of, I hope is not real because it's bad.
I'll be able to tell you for sure because I've seen it. But
you can't win, so win.
No,
I hope that's not it.
Wait, say it again. Spell it out.
You can't win.
How's that spelled?
Y-O-U-C-A-N-T.
What?
W-I-N.
No, I'm talking about win, bro. W-H-E-N-W-I-N.
W-H-E-N. No, that doesn't make sense either, unfortunately. So this is literally, you can't win, like win the game, so win. That's what I'm seeing. I hope that's not it.
Do you think Dak is going to piss down his leg in a game on Sunday? Great quote.
Is he going to piss in the sink or is he going to sink in the piss, guys? Dak Prescott, 877-81-1053.
Saturday's a big show. Number one, we're on 4.5 hours. I've got my make sure to go to Sports Markets USA for all my memorabilia people out there. I've got my first show on there, 11 to noon. We're selling memorabilia. We got mystery boxes. Come on out. Give it a follow. Follow me, TheFreddyD, at BlakeLive _, at Trevor the Creator. Follow us. You will be glad you did.
I see another one. Sorry.
Yeah, okay. What's the other one?
Why do it?
That's what it is. That's their new slogan. Promise
why
you.
Do it?
It's why do it. Terrible new slogan. Because it takes
I
away
like it
everything.
Than you can't win, so win.
Apparently they're doing it because this, and you can cut me off where we have to go. The new generation is like doesn't want to be as authoritative. Like, you know, okay. Just do it was like, hey, just do
go
it.
Do
everyone
it.
Loves
exactly.
it. So they're
by
trying to change
on deliberate
it.
Choice to start and take a risk rather than solely on the outcome of trying.
Okay. Yeah.
They're
you
trying to do
what?
This whole trying.
I think I'm about to bail on Nike.
I hated it. When I saw it, I was like, what are we doing? It's sports. This is not, hey, everyone's happy.
We're not here to
some people are gonna make it to the top, some people are not. It is what it is.
I think I'm going to have to start wearing something else.
I'm scared on that, too, because I'm a Nike guy as well.
Did we just hurt Nike stock in the closing
segment?
No,
they've been hurting their own stock for a while. All right, so Saturday we will give you our Cowboys final thoughts on that. We'll probably get another Green Bay Packer guest on. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. I don't know.
Micah Parsons, does he get a sack on Sunday? What would you set the line at, 2.5?
One and a half. Also, we will have the three final contestants for the Fan Phenom.
Phenom Saturday.
It'll start. So we're on from 1 to 5:30. The first guy will be on from 1:40 to 2:40, 2:40 to 3:40, and 3:40 to 4:40. All right. And then, of course, it'll be the next to last game for the Texas Rangers. Final thoughts of tonight's show.
I thought it was a phenomenal show. This is my last time doing a show officially before the new Phenoms come. When they'll be hired, that's a Gavin Spittle question, but next show we do will be with the new Phenoms, and I'll just be just another guy here, just a Jag.
AI says, why do it? But then apparently CeeDee Lamb was in a Just Do It commercial tonight, so who knows? I mean, if AI says it, it's got to be true. For our boy Gabe Neitzel, shout out to the one, the only, Mr. Trevor the Creator. For Blake, I'm Fred. Good night. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.